R.B. Russell, The Mighty Mr. Godbolt, narrated by Carl Mason. Tonya matched her pace to that of the sedately departing steam train. She opened the last door of the last carriage with the nonchalance of a seasoned commuter and stepped aboard. Unfortunately, the door would not close as easily as it had opened, and as the train started to gather just a little more momentum, passing beyond the security of the platform, she worried, for a few moments, that the door might not close at all. She had boarded the train without much thought, and with the guard disappearing through to the next carriage, and nobody else to help her, she became aware of how foolish she had been to jump on the train without finding anyone to sell her a ticket. Tonya took a breath and composed herself. She lowered the window and was able to secure the door with the handle outside. She felt some relief. But it was only now that she wondered quite where the train was going, how long it might take, and whether a return trip would actually be on offer. The gaily painted signs on the platform had proclaimed trains daily, a vintage experience, hourly departures, and half an hour to the seaside. But it had been deserted. She put her head out of the window and tried not to worry. Michael had told her that he would be exactly 2 hours. And even if she had to take a taxi back from wherever the train ended up,